This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There he is, Lucius Alexander, has the G-Bag today coming up at 5:30, LA Live every night, 5:40. Dude did it. Gage Wood threw the no-hitter for Arkansas, 19 strikeouts, 119 pitches. They beat Murray State in an elimination game, and he's live, dude. That guy is he's very sports center friendly if he can make it to the big leagues.
He can't stay still right now.
He almost kissed his opponent when he dapped him up.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he's like, ooh, got a little too close to him. I'm excited, brother.
Yes. Yeah, it's always so awkward, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and the guy celebrating the biggest moment of his life coming around your dugout. It's like, dude, just go over there and enjoy your moment. I don't want to dap you up or hug you or anything right now. If I wanted to do that, you know, you could have done that with me about 3 minutes ago when you were celebrating your balls off. So it's always so weird.
He's about to go hit some heavy back squats after this. Doesn't he just get
absolutely
that vibe?
Like, he's not done yet.
That was just his warm up for his big time leg day workout.
So this dude throws the third no hitter in College World Series history.
Yeah,
19 punch outs. Arkansas.
How many
record
pitches? 119.
Yeah.
It's obviously they just don't care about these kids, right? They just
they
care about titles.
The SEC.
You think you were going to take Wood? You were going to take Wood off the bump? They would have had to. It would have taken every person in that ballpark to yank him off.
I mean, he is not coming off.
The same thing with
no way. Guy had the eye of the tiger starting in the sixth inning.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't leaving.
I'll tell you what, though. I think Murray got worked in this top of the ninth, though. He did hit a batter. Like they're saying that the batter did not try and avoid the ball and hit him on the left elbow, and it was an inside pitch, and they went to the replay and they said batter's out for not trying to.
I don't like that. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Well, he hit a guy in the eighth too. That would ruin the perfect game. So two hit batters, or else, man, this would have been a perfect game. 19 Ks.
They were trying to manufacture some runs. What a unit, though. Best of luck to him. Can't wait to hear what's next as they'll go on and probably face LSU before too long, Brian.
Yeah, LSU and UCLA are in a winner's bracket game tonight. And so, like, the loser of this game would then play Arkansas again. And then so I
and
think
the winner then goes in?
The winner gets rest.
Okay.
So LSU's every national championship that LSU's won in baseball, they've won the first game. So that's a good sign. I was really worried. Arkansas has been a really good team all year in the SEC. And this game right here with this, and not just the no-hitter, but this right here might have saved Arkansas's season in this way. Arkansas didn't have to use any pitchers. That's the biggest thing in this. Coming out of the loser's bracket, you get to the point where you have to, you know, you end up play a lot more games and using your pitchers and that kind of stuff. This young man right here might have saved Arkansas' season.
First no-hitter in the College World Series since 1960.
Holy cow.
That's the last time it's actually happened.
Wow.
He's projected to be a first-round pick.
Okay,
Do you have the game? Who threw it in 1960? You have that?
No, but I can pull it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you, Dawson. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, and thank you to Reliant as well. I missed you guys the last couple of days out there, by the way.
I missed you, buddy.
At the ballpark, did you guys have a good time at the ballpark?
Yeah, awesome. We saw one of your high school buddies.
Yeah, Tim O'Shea, I heard. He might be listening right now.
Well, Timmy.
Tim O'Shea.
Big fan of the program.
He doesn't listen a bit, he said.
I could kind of tell. He didn't know who the hell we were.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is funny when you start to talk about it. And you guys took a great picture. Matter of fact, he sent the picture to me, right? This guy I grew up with over in North Dallas, Tim O'Shea. He's probably listening. Maybe he's not, because he said he wouldn't. So he's probably not listening.
But maybe he is.
So we can just bleep talk him.
No, but anyway, Tim kind of gives it this. I'll try and make this quick. Tim kind of gives it the story of like, I ran into your friends. I'm like, oh, really? You were at the ballpark, huh? He goes, yeah. And he sent me the picture. And I go, that's my show. He goes, really? And I go, yeah, it's my show, man. We're like a top 2-3 show in the market. I mean, it's a pretty damn good show. He goes, I wouldn't know. I don't listen. And I said, well, maybe you should, you know? And he goes, ah, let me be the judge of that. And I said, how's your family doing?
Let me be the judge of that. Tim O'Shea.
Tim O'Shea.
Sounds like a Gamecock, if you ask me.
He is Fighting Irish Notre Dame dude.
I think those boys might have been having some cold beers. You know, I think he might have got cold beer, too.
You know what? Like, you guys were nice enough to take a picture with him, right?
Yeah.
And he's acting like a tool, you know? I could say that because I've known this guy for 50-some-odd years, right?
Tool
he's
O'Shea. An old
tool. Yeah, I mean, don't be that way, Tim.
Tim's being a bleep hole.
I was in the Charleston airport, like, discussing that. I'm like, what are you doing now,
it
bro?
It seems like maybe from Tim's energy, you might have had a childhood rivalry a little bit. You ever mix it up with Tim?
He wanted to be a broadcaster.
Oh,
he wanted to be a broadcaster and he
failed
and I got to do what he wants to do.
Krusty's Corner should be featuring Tim O'Shea, Timmy not O'Shea. Brian Broaddus. That's what it is. In the cat's out of the bag now.
I'm just telling you though. I mean, hey, listen.
If he's listening, he's hate listening.
Oh, well, obviously I didn't think, you know, come on, man.
Did he have any talent? Tim O'Shea have any talent?
I'll tell you what, man, the guy, he talk about like a, to this day, still a Ranger fanatic. Cowboy fanatic, Notre Dame fanatic. His whole life has been like sports. Like I used to go over his house. We play electric football, paper football, dice baseball games, stuff like that. I mean, we played a lot of football in the side yard. He was a left-handed thrower and stuff. One time I threw a pass. I threw it too far. I hit my mom's car. Almost knocked himself out. I mean, he pops up and like, you know, like I'm like, you okay? And he's kind of stunned, but we kept playing.
He's still got that resentment for sure.
But it was a poor pass. I should have thrown it better. But he wanted to be a broadcaster and he gets mad at me about that. You know, he's one of those guys. And I hate that.
It's crazy because he was so complimentary of you.
He really was.
He was not complimentary of me. Not like he should be.
By the way, it was Jim Wixon of Oklahoma State who did it in 1960 against the Tar Heels of North Carolina. That's the last time we've seen a College World Series no-hitter.
Gotcha.
Baby Jimmy.
All right, real quick here. We got about 5 minutes. Sorry, I went on that rant there for that.
We appreciated story just time with Krusty.
Yeah, well,
Tales from North Dallas.
Just being honest, man. I mean, hey, you know, you grow up with people in life, and you know, you want the best for everybody. You know, you don't come at me like, oh, I don't listen. Let me be the judge of that.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, whatever.
You
might want to listen. You might learn something.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
He's probably out elephant walking with the old guys in the neighborhood right now. Don't you think, Broaddus?
I'm just saying, man, don't be that guy. I mean, don't be that guy. Five overlooked teams heading into the 2025 season. Do I have a problem with how honest I am too much?
No, I love it. He was great, though. Tim was respectful. Tim was more respectful than apparently he was on the text because I enjoyed our interaction.
Yeah, well, don't tell me, like, well, I don't listen and let me be a judge of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not, and then, you know, I'm like, maybe you want to give it a listen. You know, we do a pretty decent job around here.
What'd Tim end up doing?
I don't know what he does. I don't want
to. He's
go
just
there.
Bitching to be bitching. That's what Tim's doing.
You know what?
Big Rangers.
I told
fanatic,
him. I said the last
listening.
Thing I said was, "I hope your family's okay, and if you're going to go to lunch, let me know. I'll meet you for lunch, and we'll probably talk about your hatred for me right now." All right, Cincinnati Bengals. They're a team you need to kind of. They might be an overlooked team, Dawson.
Overlooked team. Their defense might be historically awful again.
This is Pro Football Focus. Five overlooked teams heading into the 2025 season.
Pro football not focused on the defense.
Okay. A little Tim O'Shea going on over there.
Well, we did. I mean, yesterday we talked on our Bet Nation show. I asked the crew, like, how many defenders can you name on the Bengals? And I think three.
Yeah. Well, they're thinking that they might be one of them. The next team would be, let me do the five. Indianapolis Colts are involved in this one.
Okay.
How about this one? San Francisco 49ers are involved in this one.
Easiest schedule in the league, the Niners.
Seattle Seahawks involved in this one.
That defense is going to be legit.
The roster's awesome. We'll see how Sam Darnold is.
I named four teams. You want to guess who the number five team is?
Dallas Cowboys.
They're saying that Pro Football Focus is saying that after winning 12 games en route to a postseason appearance in the previous three seasons, the Cowboys saw everything go wrong in 2024. Dak Prescott recorded the worst Pro Football Focus passing grade of his career before the season curtailed due to an injury. The challenging campaign brought about changes for 2025. We've talked about promoting Brian Schottenheimer to head coach. By the way, you guys think that's going to work out all right for the Cowboys?
Yeah, it'll be fine. Fine.
I think the act will.
See how this goes on Sundays, dude.
I think people will be less celebratory of his culture and more critical of him as time goes on and as losses pile up. But yeah, I think he's got a pretty good shot.
Yeah, they're saying despite the struggles of last season, Schottenheimer should still feel good about what he has to work with in 2025.
I'll tell you what, line one for me is going to be running the ball, and I think they got the personnel now, but will Dak be audibling out?
Well, here you go.
That's a question.
Here you go. First and foremost, the return of a healthy Prescott should result in the offensive success. He was his PFF passing grade plummeted to 67.2 in 2024, which ranked Prescott 28th among the qualified passers. He's demonstrated throughout his career that he's a better player than his 2024 tape showed. The primary issue for the Cowboys passing game is there wasn't a legitimate complementary receiving threat to CeeDee Lamb. That may have solved this this year with the acquisition of George Pickens. By the way, would you consider CeeDee Lamb a good go route runner?
Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly not to the level of George Pickens.
I don't think they really run him on a lot of goes.
That's what I was wondering.
Like, now that you asked that question, I can't think of a lot of goes that he
runs. Pro Football Focus has Pickens and Lamb as two of the top three because you have a deal with the best route runners by the receivers.
Yeah, I saw they were doing that.
And Lamb and Pickens are two of the top three when it comes to the go route.
That's awesome.
I don't think a CD is a go route runner.
No, he does a lot of in-breaking routes.
Yeah. That's what if you said in routes, yeah. I would have been all over this.
But he's a go get the ball guy with great hands.
There you go.
So when he is down there, I think he catches more than
he's
average.
Quick. I mean, he's got good footwork off the line, so that would make sense.
Okay, and the final thing is the Dallas defense. We've talked about this, particularly its pass defense. There's also a credible threat to opposing offenses. Despite injuries across their front seven, the Cowboys ranked fourth in NFL in pass rush grade last season after Parsons returned from injury in week 10. There were just three teams along with the Eagles and Steelers to post at least an 80 PFF grade as pass rushers. For a full season for Parsons, addition second round, Donovan Ezeraku should provide a boost for the passers. Cornerbacks Deron Bland and Diggs could also bounce back for mediocre seasons. If so, the Cowboys could rank higher than the 19th in the PFF coverage grade that they were placed at last year.
There's a lot of potential in there. You're going to need young players to come along and the coaching staff to make more out of this than they have. I don't know. For Dak, if you're coming to the line of scrimmage and you're seeing a heavy box with Pickens and Lamb, how do you not check out of that? But, 2019, 2023, we've had these seasons where there have been massive statistical accumulations from Dak in this offense, and it's 5,000 yards or it's 4,500 yards, and it looks like they're great, but I just feel like if you're going to do that, you better damn well know that if they stop us, we can run it. Right now, we're passing because we want explosives, but at some point, we're going to have to be able to run, and if they can do that, then I'm willing to believe. I'm willing to believe in this team. Okay, Cowboys and NFL Sounds of the Day coming up next. Thanks to Broadus and Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's hear what Flus had to say on the Doomsday Podcast and Cooper Kupp breaking down how defenses have evolved. That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tee or MensTeeClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.